and welcome back to the Shields, to the Mouth of Time podcast brought to you by the Shields Gazette. I'm joined with Miles Starforth for a preview of the game on Sunday, the big game on Sunday. How can we forget? Miles, first of all, initial thoughts about the game. Are you excited? Are you nervous? I know we talked last time that maybe nerves hadn't kicked in yet, but when you
think I think the nerves are just going to kick in on game day for me. Once we're all down there, once we're walking up to Wembley, we've been kind of flat out this week with one thing or another, and not too many time for nerves. But I'm sure that's going to change on Sunday.
I think Eddie Howe touched on in the week. I think these last few games in the Premier League have felt a bit like, not an afterthought, but I think with that final on the horizon, I think everyone just wanted to get to that. I've sort of thought that with Newcastle, or as a fan, that was just the thing that we want waiting for, and the other games are not irrelevant again, but was something that we just had to get over. Now the final's here, do you feel like the club is this their moment, that, you know, that they can forget all the other things, all the Premier League form, and this is their moment to shine?
Let's hope so. Obviously, the team's not been at its best of late. There's factors behind that. There's Guimaraes, he's been a big miss. There's been other issues. Maybe just the team's been a bit jaded and tired. This had this relentless run of games going back to kind of the festive period, really. Sometimes watching, you've sensed a bit of that. But they've had enough about them until the Liverpool game last weekend to get results, to get points, to win some games as well. They've ground out results, but yeah, this final's been on the horizon, and it's been like that for us as journalists, as fans. So you can only imagine, it's as professional as the players are, it's at the back of their minds as well. This is potentially one of the biggest games some of them will play in their careers. So it's been kind of there, and Howe touched on this at the media day on Tuesday. You know, they just want the game to come around now, and once it's out the way, you know, win or lose, whatever happens, they can then refocus on the league and finishing as high up the table as they can.
You mentioned him before, Bruno. He's back after three games. That's got to be a massive boost in Newcastle, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and you know, watching an interview with him this week, you know, when he left the pitch against Southampton, his biggest concern was was him thinking he potentially missed the final. That's what it means to him. He spoke quite well about coming to this club, wanting to be part of the story, wanting to write a chapter in this story and win something. And, you know, just over a year later, he's got that opportunity. What a story that would be. I think we were all obviously waiting we're all concerned when he got sent off. What would that mean for the club? Of course, he wouldn't meet the final. He's missed three league games. The caveat is he's a lack of match fitness, a lack of match sharpness. He's a fit player, covers an incredible amount of ground. But is he going to be able to last 90 minutes on the back of missing three league games? That's the big question mark. Though, you know, adrenaline will count for a lot, let's hope, at Wembley.
Absolutely. I think for me, there's parallels between him and Casemiro. Obviously, Casemiro for Manchester United, he was sent off, so he's missed the Premier League games. But with the Europa League games, he's managed to, you know, regain a bit of that match fitness. So that might be a little bit of a difference, as you said. But for me, Bruno will be a key man for Newcastle on Saturday, as he always is. You know, that we've said before, they're not a one-man team, far from it, but he does elevate them, you know, elevate the standards, elevate them to a new level.
Well, he just kind of stitches everything together. He's in the middle, such a dynamic player as well. Any team would miss a player of his quality.
Absolutely. And for me, I think another key player for Newcastle on Saturday will be Kieran Trippier. I think that, for me, we all know what he can do on the pitch with his, you know, free kicks, his dead ball situation and everything else, but it's them intangible qualities, the leadership, and the fact that he's one of a few players who have actually, you know, experienced a big final, big games. You know, he's been in finals for international, semi-finals with England, he's been in Champions League finals, so I think he has a major role to play on Sunday. I don't know what you think about Trippier, or if anyone else you think will play a major role for
you. Well, this game, you know he's achieved a lot in his career, but he's been a losing finalist in his career. So this game actually means a lot to him, and it may be even more so because he'll be wearing the captain's armband. on Sunday. So it's not as if this is any kind of lesser trophy for him, an England international who's played at the very highest level. As we've spoken about, Bob Bonker speaking to him about the influence of Trippier on the pitch, his captaincy, the leadership, it's so important. Trippier, of course, he's played a lot of games at Wembley. He's been there for big occasions. So this team's not short of leaders. There's others in the dressing room, Jamal Lascelles, of course, as well. Dan Byrne kind of said, I'm kind of one of the kind of leaders early in the week. He says he's not a kind of big speech guy, but if something needs to be said, he'll say it. There's other characters there, which is so important to this team.
Absolutely. I think that going into Sunday, we could probably name Eddie Howe starting 11. I think there's not too many, selection problems. The only thing that's probably up for debate is who starts up front. And so who do you think that will be? Is your gut feeling?
My gut feeling is we're going to see Callum Wilson up front. Obviously, Eddie Howe was giving nothing away on Tuesday, as he rarely gives anything away before games. But I just think Callum Wilson's going to start this game. And Isak's obviously not a bad player to come off the bench. One or two issues elsewhere in the team as well. Of course, Joe Willock, touch and go. Be hard to see him starting if he hasn't been able to train this week after that hamstring injury, even if he is included in the squad. So you would potentially think Jalinton will be in, have a midfield role that opens up who's playing the left side of the attack. So there's a few issues. Of course, he could play Wilson and Isak together. That would be a surprise, but it's an option. And Anthony Gordon, of course, is suspended, so he's not available. So there's one or two division decisions. I don't know which way you think he'll go, Joe.
Yeah, I think it'll be Wilson. I think that for a final, I think you need that experience. And nothing against Alexander Isak, but considering he's not played much in England and with this team, I think that Howe will probably look at Wilson and think, you know what he's going to get from Callum Wilson. He can trust him working at Bournemouth and Newcastle. You know exactly what, is going to be required from him. And I think that, as you said, Alex Isak's brilliant player to bring off the bench. We saw his impact, in a few games earlier, this sort of calendar year that he's, when he's come off the bench. I think about that Southampton away, like that first game, his little turn and set up Joe Linton's goal. So I think I just think it's a brilliant selection dilemma for him to have two top quality centre forwards going into a final, really. I think that, Manchester United won't want to face either of them, to be honest. Both people have different sets of skills, and I think that it's a good place for Howe to be in. Whoever he picks, Newcastle will be, roared on by 33,000 fans.
I think there'd be a few more inside there.
Maybe, but the numbers suggest it's going to be 33,000. But what sort of role do you think the crowd will play? Obviously, it's a unique situation for the majority of people in that stadium, especially the Newcastle end. But what role will the crowd play on Sunday?
I think we're probably biased, but we'll obviously be confident that they will play a role. We know what the atmosphere has been like week in, week out, home and away this season, so far this season. It's been phenomenal, especially away from home. And of course, you've got war flags as well involved in that. And you're kind of fear they're going to, or not fear, you can see them upstage in the red half of the stadium, certainly with the flag displays, which we've seen over the past few years have been phenomenal. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they've got in store. We're going to have people bringing scarves as well. I think that's going to be really set up the tie, but ultimately it's going to be about what happens on the pitch, and let's hope the team responds to that.
Absolutely. Now, Manchester United are familiar foes in their cup finals, obviously. And you go back to 1999 FA Cup final, and then even not in cup finals, all them memories of 1999.
I was at the Charity Shield as well.
Yes, Charity Shield as well. It's as much as it is Manchester United, and it's going to be a tough game, there's no doubt. There's got to be some little satisfaction that if Newcastle can't get this win, there's maybe no team better to do it than against Manchester United, from my point of view anyway. I think that would go a long way in banishing the demons of all those bad memories of the 90s.
Yeah, well, you go back to the the 90s, and this was the rivalry, wasn't it, for a period of time. And you wonder whether it will become so again. Obviously, we know Man United and others see Newcastle United as a real threat now, which is great, because that's what this team is becoming to the established top four, top six. I certainly owe them one at Wembley, put it that way.
Absolutely. I think for me, the real danger on Sunday is Marcus Rashford. Obviously, he's been in sensational form since the World Cup. Scored 10 and 10 before Thursday's game. I think he's certainly someone that, the defence will have to keep an eye on. We've seen Newcastle's defence has been brilliant this year, but Rashford, with his pace, his power and his finishing ability, is someone they're going to have to look out for. But we did see him limp off against Barcelona. There's been no official update on that, so that would be a massive blow to Manchester United, wouldn't it? If he wasn't ruled out, if he was, having to have strapping on his boot, or he wasn't 100% fit, I think that would be a major blow to their opponents.
Well, he's the one that we're one player we're all worried about. I think most of us up here are a bit skeptical, but we can't imagine he won't be involved. Of course, he's put a bandaged emoji and a picture of him walking off holding his boot. I think there was a clip of him limping out of Old Trafford as well. But we'll see. It's hard to imagine that would keep him out of the game. In terms of the defence, which you touched on, event has been absolutely tremendous. But there's been one or two things that will concern Eddie Howe. There was those two goals conceded from corners in successive games. There was what happened against Liverpool last weekend, two more goals conceded. So there's been a lot to work on, I think, and let's hope that defence can get back to how it was just a few weeks ago. Still the best in the Premier League, of course.
Yeah, there's definitely no need for a massive overhaul just for one game. I think as fans and maybe people who've covered the club for a long time, I think we're always naturally sceptical, naturally worried going into big games like this. But we've seen that Eddie Howe and his team, I can't imagine them changing. I think we've seen their preparations won't change for a big game. They're very much just treat this as normal, and they don't fear anyone, do they, this lot?
No. And he's very good at keeping everything very grounded. He's never a manager, certainly with us, the media, and you can imagine that with his players, to get too carried away, win or lose. And there's a consistency about the approach, and I think that's reflected in the performances on the pitch this season.
Absolutely. And as we mentioned, Manchester United played Barcelona on Thursday night. Do you think that will have any bearing on the game? We've seen that Pope, obviously the whole Nick Pope, Lloris Carey situation, Gary Neville earlier in the week said that handed Manu an advantage. Does this, them having to play on Thursday night in what was quite an intense game, does that sort of level the playing field, do you think?
Well, it was certainly taking something out of that group of players. But equally, that result would have given them such a lift. They've beaten Barcelona. Why can't they go on Sunday and beat Newcastle United? They'll be thinking. So it can go two ways, physically, of course, and even mentally, they'll have been drained a little, which isn't the case up here, as there's been no game. It's been a regular week on the training ground. But the concern is that result gives them a lift, which would counter any kind of fatigue or mental fatigue, which is in that dressing room.
I'm going to put you on the spot here. What are your score predictions for Sunday? What do you think is going to happen?
I'm absolutely not going to tempt fate. Obviously, I'm hoping for a win. But one thing I will predict is that it's going to be that Newcastle United will be very, very competitive at Wembley, and we'll see a close game. But obviously, everything's crossed for a win.
Absolutely. I think I spoke to the Manchester World writer earlier this week, and I think he and myself are predicting a very close game, a bit like we saw at Old Trafford back in October. I think it's going to be two solid defences, not giving much away. I think that if there's going to be anything separating, it might just be the odd goal.
And I think that's the thing with Newcastle United this season. Even in the two defeats, they've been competitive. They were competitive against Liverpool with 10 men. It took 98 minutes to beat them at Anfield early in the season. They've been competitive away at Old Trafford. You look at their results since that game, it's absolutely phenomenal. So week in, week out, they've competed even when they've not been at their best, and they'll go to Wembley with the same kind of mentality.
Absolutely. I think it's whatever happens, it's going to be a great weekend. And the best way you can stay up to date with everything from Wembley is with the Shields Gazette. Miles, try and enjoy the weekend if possible, and we'll look forward to seeing
you. I'll see you in the fountains on Saturday night, Joe.
Yes, of course. Thank you for listening to the latest episode of the Mouth of Time podcast, brought to you by the Shields Gazette.